Rod's Pulse Podcast number 63, Tegrity Campus 2.0, iPhone SDK, and PodSafe Piano.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back. I hope you enjoy New Age Piano as much as I do. That's a selection by Rob Koslow from his album Woods of Chaos. I discovered him recently on one of the sources for my PodSafe Music, a site called Jamendo. I really like his sound, and you can download his music or purchase his CD at Amazon. There's a link on my show notes. Today I just have a brief bit of news from the Podosphere. Apple Computer has finally released their software development kit for their iPhone. Now this is going to open up a whole world of applications for the iPhone. Remember in the past I've talked about how the mobile platform is going to be a very important educational platform in the next couple of years. I think the release of this software development kit is going to see the genesis of many new applications, and I'm hoping ones that'll be valuable for education, on-the-spot education. Certainly, if any of you are planning to develop for the iPhone or the iPod Touch, I'd certainly like to hear from you. And I have two links on my show notes. One is to the official Apple website, where you can download the development kit for free, but be forewarned, this is for experienced programmers. And the other is a link to a review about the SDK at the website Gizmodo. Gizmodo mentions how you're going to see a lot more games by third-party developers for the iPhone and iPod Touch. They've also announced the AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, is going to be finally available for the iPhone. And Apple apparently is going to allow voice over IP when you're on a Wi-Fi network, so you won't have to go through the AT&T network. That's pretty interesting as well. So if you're following the iPhone, have a look at the links in my show notes. Now for my main topic today, I have an interview with Isaac Siegel. Isaac is the president and CEO of Tegrity Incorporated. About 2 years ago, I interviewed the sales and marketing VP for Tegrity, and they've come a long way since then. And I think you'll be interested to hear some of the features of Tegrity. I think one of the main things that came out in the interview, at least for me, is that it's now a Web 2.0 type application. It's an ASP model, meaning that the school or university does not have to host any hardware or install any special software. It's all done through the web, which has distinct advantages, it seems to me, if you're going to deploy this throughout your campus, not having to have special installation of hardware and software. Another feature that I've always liked about Tegrity is that they allow ad hoc lesson recording. Although this is traditionally considered to be class capture software, if you want to create your own lesson on your own at your office desktop, because it's all web-based, it's easier. Apparently, it's very easy for you to do that as well. So with that said, enjoy the interview, and don't forget to stay tuned at the end of my podcast for the full song called Woods of Chaos by Rob Koslow.
Isaac, thank you very much for agreeing to speak with me today and share some of your information about Tegrity with my audience. I wonder if you could just give my audience just a brief history of you and your company and a brief summary of what Tegrity Campus does before I ask my questions.
Sure. Tegrity is getting lately a lot of media attention to our unique value proposition and the significant benefits that we bring to colleges and higher education institutions. We help colleges and universities improve their students' academic achievement and student satisfaction, resulting in enhanced student retention. Now, the way that we are making this magic is by allowing the institution to capture, store, and index every is important here, every class on campus. Tegrity is the only Web 2.0 web service solution that is not priced per classroom, but allow free use for the whole institution. Now, why capturing is important? The average class lecture is over an hour. However, the typical student visit in our system is about 15 minutes and highly fragmented. The students are jumping from one idea to the other, repeating the part that they need to repeat. Why they need to repeat? Why we see it in the millions of hits that students hit the Tegrity server, this pattern of usage? Because the average professor is speaking at the pace of 120 to 150 words per minute. The average student can write about 20. If they try to write more, it affects their attentiveness and their ability to interact in the classroom. So students have to make a choice. Do I write or do I listen? With Tegrity, they don't have to make that choice. They have a safety net that they can fall back to and just go back after class and repeat the parts that need repetition. This is why we are, as a company, are student-centric. We are not a capture tool that is some box that captures the classroom teaching. We are a study aid for the students. Our engineering are putting their best effort to help students search and navigate and find quickly those highly fragmented 15 moments of every class, and allow them to be efficient and effective in their study.
Can I ask you a question about that? I've seen some systems that allow the student to play back audio at a slower rate, or perhaps at a faster rate if they want to absorb it at a fast rate. Is there a way that the student can change the playback speed?
Sure. Tegrity supports four playback speeds. Normal pace, 100% if you will. 70%, which is slower than the regular pace. And this is especially important for English as second language students. And then back to the 15 minutes versus the over an hour, we support two faster pace speeds. If I recall correctly, it's 125% and 150% of the normal speed.
Now, just to sort of put your product into perspective for my audience, you capture obviously the audio and whatever's on the instructor's screen, and also video if that's available in the room, but is that, I assume, is not mandatory?
Everything that you said is correct, and over 85% of the professors using Tegrity are not recording with video.
Okay.
That's an interesting fact. It's while the system supports multiple video sources and switching among them and taking high-res snapshots of those video sources, let's say a microscope, and annotating them, and all those wonderful pedagogical ways to leverage something like that, the bulk of the value and the bulk of the usage of Tegrity is to simply capture regular teaching. And just allow students to go back and repeat those sections.
Right.
Now, students that are familiar with the professor don't necessarily see much value with seeing the talking head again.
Uh-huh.
And on the other side, if you look on proliferation inside the institutions, professors feel much more comfortable when the camera is not pointed at them. They don't need to think about their hairstyle this morning.
Right.
Were they dressed correctly, and so on and so forth.
Very interesting, yes. Is your system enabled to hook it into the class, you know, scheduling system, say, in Blackboard or in the Banner Student Information System?
The answer is absolutely, and there are multiple ways of doing it. I'll take you back to the fact that we are always looking on capturing every class.
Right.
That's what one needs to do in order to exploit the full benefit. And so we are fully integrated with the data set of the institution, and we are the only one that have such kind of integration. It means that we read the course catalog, the student roster, and all the instructors, and all the enrollment information. That allows us to capture and funnel every class to the right place. That allows every student to see just the courses that they are enrolled to this semester. That makes sure that students have access only to the things that they are allowed to,
right,
and
right.
So on and so forth. If you look on scheduling information per se, like what is being recorded at what time in each classroom, most institutions don't have it in a digital, reliable form. And that's why going from the scheduling information is not as reliable as going from the enrollment data. However, since some institution wants to have scheduling ability, and some of our competitors likes to point out that we don't have a scheduler, we decided to develop a scheduler, and now, as of last week, we have a scheduler as part of the solution.
I understand some faculty would certainly also like to create a podcast or to capture sort of an ad hoc lesson, let's say, something that they want to emphasize, something that they want to produce on their own, say, in their office.
Uh-huh.
Does Tegrity also allow them to do that as well?
Again, probably we are the only one that allows people to do it, because Tegrity is a web service. It's not tied to any particular PC or hardware box, which means that you can log into the internet from any office, from the beach, from Spain, or any other place and just record. And you even don't necessarily have to be connected to the internet. It's enough that you use that computer once, being connected, and from that point on, you can record online, you can sit in a hat in the middle of the woods and make a recording and upload it the next time that you are connected to the internet.
Ah, very, very nice. Now, I understand that mobile devices such as the iPhone and the iPod Touch are sort of the beginning, I think, of a trend in the next couple of years, and especially with the enhanced podcast using video. Are you coming out with any product that's specially designed for the iPhone or iTouch?
Sure. So first I will start by saying that we have probably the only solution in the world that support automatic generation of enhanced podcasts, meaning no manual editing. Every class recording has an enhanced podcasting generated automatically for it. We are coming with a full chaptered podcast in the summer that will allow students to watch the whole screen activity, not just snapshots, on their iPhone and iPod Touch. But actually, I want to take that question and maybe go to a little bit of a broader context. Much like back web and point cast in the old days allowed people to synchronize offline web pages, iTunes is doing kind of the same for iPods. However, we see more and more mobile devices that are connected, and we'll start seeing more and more the content, the idea of always on mobile devices, phones, and others. And this is why Tegrity, being driven from a single database, knowing the users, we allow, even today only from a Razor, but that will change soon, the ability to log into the system with your credentials, see the courses that you are enrolled to this semester, go to the right course, and stream to your mobile phone directly from the server. So we are not looking just on providing, how would I say, more rich media to those offline devices such as the iPod Touch or the iPod part of the iPhones. We are actually looking much further into providing the full streaming abilities and allow on the spot as needed access and streaming of the classes.
In the beginning of my podcast, I talked about some news from the Podosphere, and I mentioned today that the release of the Apple iPhone software development kit. Now, is this something that you've already been working on, or did you have to wait till the release of the software development kit?
We want to support a broad range of mobile devices and platforms, and it's yet to be seen if that will get a critical mass or not. Now, the iPhone and iPod Touch are playing standard formats that allows chaptering and viewing of the whole screen activity even without that SDK. And as I said, it's coming. As to building a full-fledged iPod Touch / iPhone-specific application, which means that it's not portable to any other device, that's yet to be seen if that needs to be done or not. We are still watching, because in general we believe in more standard approach. Today, students using Tegrity don't need anything other than regular browser. It's all JavaScript, no Java even. And we are doing it in order to try and be as cross-platform as possible.
You reminded me about folks that don't have a video iPod. Is there any solution for a mobile device, let's say, like something like I use, which is the a Palm Treo, which has, you know, the ability to play video, but obviously it can't handle the proprietary enhanced podcast format. Is there any solution for other devices that also plays video?
You see, the issue of video, let's separate the issue of getting audio from video. Let's start with audio first. We support three kinds of RSS feeds. One is the enhanced podcast that you mentioned. The other two are regular MP3 that you can use your Treo, or I forgot the name of the application. There is a Palm application to subscribe to podcasts, MP3 podcasts. And that will work with our standard RSS feed of those MP3s. In addition, we have a text RSS that pushes notifications every time that the professor is adding a new class to that course and so on and so forth. As for the video that we are adding now, this is an MPEG-4 video. So I would assume that many devices that have MPEG-4 capability will be able to play that as well, maybe without the chaptering that uses special tags.
2 years ago, when I had Tegrity Campus on my podcast, what can you say is the major differences or changes that you've implemented since then?
You see, with us, we recognize that the key issue for success and making a real impact on the institution is allowing higher education institutions to use something that can be really deployed in every class. And for that, you need to have a really low total cost of ownership and come with a really simple solution. And that's why we rewrote the system to a large extent to support Web 2.0. It means that there is no software installation, not to mention hardware boxes. And that's why the deployment is so easy. We also changed all the access on the student side to use basic HTML, no Java, no any other kind of plugins and so on, again, to allow that mass usage.
At Thomas Jefferson University here, we've used successfully for the past, about a year and a half, I guess, one of your competitors, unfortunately, but I know it's become a very important part of technology that we have on campus, and I know the students really appreciate having this ability to go back and review. In fact, one fact that I like to point out often to my audience is that just because you're capturing the lectures doesn't mean that students are going to stop showing up to lecture. Has that been your experience, that it does not really adversely affect attendance at lectures?
That has been the experience, and I would say that there is a lot of research done over the years on that subject, starting from the times that classes were captured with videotaping. And in general, there is no change. In the research that one of our customers did, they found an insignificant increase in class attendance. And one can explain it by students being able to interact more. You see, at some point they have to absorb this material. So why not sitting in the classroom with all their friends and interacting with the professor and the other students? Why do it alone in the dark?
Isaac, I want to thank you again very much for taking the time to speak with me today. And I appreciate your product, and best of luck on your continued success.
Best of luck to you as well with your podcast, and thank you, and I think best of luck to all the companies that are playing in the class capture segment. I think there is a place for everybody and a need for all kinds of solutions.
That about does it for this episode. Don't forget to stay tuned for That New Age Piano. Thanks for listening, and until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.